letting you go?
I don't know, but I'm happy we won today, though.
What do you think the rationale was? What were they missing?
I don't know. That's not what I control, and I'm just focused on doing what I can to help this team win and going out there and work as hard as I can.
On that play, reach back. Is that just instinct?
Yeah, you know, just trying to catch the ball and just trying to let my instincts take over after that.
Is there any way you can describe that touchdown?
Just trying to make a play, trying not to get hit. So just trying not to get hit, really.
You play video games at all? Because that looked like a video game move. Like several video game moves.
Yeah, I play a little bit. I play a little bit of video games, but you know, just trying to make a great play for my team, and it was a great way to get us some momentum in the game.
You may be better on the field than in the video games. What do you think?
I won't go that far.
You seen the replay?
No, I haven't seen it.
Some running backs have said that some guys like kind of, I don't say run out of fear when you don't want to get hit or out of instinct. I mean, do you feel like you run out of instinct, or maybe you don't want to get drilled by the big guys? Could you describe like how you run the ball? Basically, do you run more off instinct or fear of getting hit by a big lineman?
I'm not scared.
Not
to get
fear,
hit.
But you know what I mean.
I get hit every play, so I'm definitely not scared to get hit. But definitely just running with my instincts, going with the play design at first, and then letting my instincts take over at that, and just trying to stay and do what I'm coached to do.
Dan, there were multiple aspects to that touchdown catch. It started actually with the catch, which I think was a one-handed catch. Can you take me back to just that part of the play and what you remember from the catch aspect?
Oh yeah, just running to the flat, and then I seen it a little behind me, so I had to kind of adjust to it. And then when I turned around, somebody was in front of me, I think. I don't really remember, but I think somebody was in front of me. And then somebody came from the side, and I just kind of ducked under that. And then I don't really remember what happened after that.
Duck under, head toward the end zone, right? I mean, and then the suddenness of the cuts, is that sort of, I think you made it just answer, instinct? Like, is that an instincts thing, or like, what's going through your mind when you make the cuts?
Just out there playing, I work hard on a lot out there, so when I'm out there in the game, it just kind of comes instincts for me. So, just trying to make a play for my team, really. That's what it comes down to, and just trying to give us the best chance to compete as I can.
You're such a good player through college, drafted, start out well. When guys cut you and have injuries, do you either A, have doubts that you can come back, or how much of a motivation is it that if guys look you are as good as you are, don't get cut?
It's just like, how things work out, Everybody has a different path, and my path was a little bit harder than everybody, but I think it was just God testing me to see how bad I really wanted it, and just come out here and just keep working. And the people were close to me, my family and friends, they know what kind of attitude I have and my ability, so they're not surprised by what I'm doing, and I work hard, so just trying to get better every week. I still got a lot of work to do.
Were you surprised that they gave you the contract extension after only 3 games?
It was surprising, but kind of don't really get caught up in that. I just kind of let my agent handle that, and my job is to come out here and compete and try to help my teammates get better for them. And we still got a long way to go. We still got a lot of games left, and I feel like I still got a lot of work to do, and I could get so much better.
It's a nice thing to happen. If anybody knows what.